aid agencies working in development and humanitarian settings have a duty of care to prevent and respond to safeguarding concerns which may arise when they come into contact with people, be it staff, volunteers, board members, partners, and suppliers. Successful safeguarding prevents adults and children from the risk of harm, of abuse or exploitation. When thinking about safeguarding, organizations should explore 5 key phases. The first phase is identify. It is important as a safeguarding lead or focal point that you are able to identify who is vulnerable to harm. Usually, this means persons with less power because of their age, gender, or disability. You should be able to identify what the different forms of harm are and the various signs, symptoms, and indicators of harm. The second phase is prevent. Safeguarding leads should support their organizations to take proactive measures to prevent harm from occurring to people who they have direct or indirect contact with. Organizations should undertake risk assessments to gauge risks that may occur in their operations and mitigate against these with safer recruitment procedures, codes of conduct, training, safer programming, and a safer use of images and personal data. The third phase is report. Organizations must recognize that there are many obstacles to survivors and or victims failing to come forward to raise their concerns. Therefore, organizations must ensure that internal reporting mechanisms are safe, accessible, effective, and responsive to the needs of survivors. If this is in place, staff, beneficiaries, and communities that come into contact with your organization will be able to safely raise safeguarding concerns they have. The fourth phase is respond. When safeguarding concerns are received, organizations and safeguarding leads must have procedures in place to manage disclosure of abuse from children, vulnerable adults, and staff. A survivor-centered approach where decisions are risk assessed and taken in the best interest of the survivor is paramount here. The fifth phase of the safeguarding cycle is learn. Aid agencies should ensure that mistakes or slips made in the previous phases are picked up and improved on going forward. For example, improvements should be made to policies, procedures, and practice so that we can prevent and respond to safeguarding concerns in the future. We need to remember that as a safeguarding lead for your organization, you could be receiving or managing a safeguarding concern at any phase of the cycle. So all phases could be at play at any one time. It's important to remember not to miss out on any of the phases, since by doing so, your organization is at risk of being unsafe to children and adults that come into contact with it.